World Sports from the BBC with Seth Bennett. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, violence and crowd trouble mars the second semi-final at the Africa Cup of Nations. There's bad news for the Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger.
Sanchez cutting inside. Brilliant goal by Sanchez. Picked his spot. Found the bottom right-hand corner. Super goal.
Top scorer Alexis Sanchez won't feature in Saturday's North London derby with Tottenham. And one of Brazil's biggest athletes has tested positive for the use of a banned substance. But first, Ghana are through to the final of the Africa Cup of Nations, but their 3-0 win over hosts Equatorial Guinea was marred with violence inside the stadium. The game had to be halted in the second half, with players escorted from the field of play for their own safety. The BBC's Steve Crossman watched the situation unfold in Malabo.
We saw lots of bottles thrown, but it was about 44 minutes gone in the game. So I remember thinking, thank goodness half-time is about to happen because it will calm everyone down. But the fact that the players of Ghana had to leave under the cover of almost a roof of riot shields suggested that things were perhaps worse than just a small disturbance. And it was no surprise when they came out for the second half that things continued. And that was the moment that I realised that this wasn't going to go away. Very quickly after that, Ghana fans on the far side of the stadium, as I look, burst through a gate that I can just see right in the distance, came running along the back of the goal on the left-hand side of the stadium as I look, and they had Equatorial Guinea fans pelting them with bottles, with stones. I saw a couple of seats get thrown, and then the riot police had to go back and help them again. But the Equatorial Guinea fans, regardless if they're responsible, they too have suffered here, because tear gas was used. It got up to our commentary position. We had to abandon our broadcast. You could see fans climbing over walls, dangerously hanging off the edge of the stadium walls here to get to safety. Nobody comes out of this in any good shape at all.
Who'll get the blame for this?
I think Equatorial Guinea's fans will get the blame, but in terms of who will get punished, quite possibly Equatorial Guinea as a football association will suffer for this. I think sanctions, it's very difficult to predict what will happen. The Confederation of African Football certainly haven't given us any immediate reaction. But having watched what happened, when you think any immediate reaction, but having watched what happened, when you think back to what happened in the last match that Equatorial Guinea played with Tunisia, well, the decision there was a fine, there was no ban put on, there was no need to play games behind closed doors. But I think we can start with this, Seth. I'll be amazed if there are any supporters in this stadium for the third place playoff when Equatorial Guinea are back here in Malabo on Saturday.
Well, the captain of Equatorial Guinea, Emilio Nsue, apologised in the post-match press conference. He said it was a tough match and Ghana played very well. Most of all, though, concerns to how the crowd were acting. I've never played in front of that and I would like to say sorry on behalf of our team. Well, the head of the Ghana FA, Kwesi Nantutu, says the incident hurts African football.
I do not think that this is a good or a fair commentary of Africa, because this has been a very successful tournament, and this isolated incident of violence will cast a slur on the reputation of Africa, and it's very unfortunate. We don't deserve that. I think that the fans should have exercised patience and allow the officials to control the game. But they thought that the official was wrong. Every decision that didn't go their way was met with some opposition. I don't think it's fair.
And although Equatorial Guinea couldn't make it through to the final, the fallout continues from their quarter-final match against Tunisia. Tunisia face being banned from the next Africa Cup of Nations after refusing to apologise for accusing CAF of cheating. Tunisia missed Thursday's deadline to say sorry or face a ban from the 2017 tournament. Now, Ghana will face Ivory Coast in the final on Sunday, and the Elephants star striker Wilfred Bony on Thursday was named in Manchester City's Champions League squad. He replaces Stefan Jovetic. His arrival meant that City had one more foreign player in their squad than they're permitted to register for European competition. City face Barcelona in the last 16 of the Champions League, the first leg of which is at home on the 24th of February, the return at the Camp Nou 3 weeks later. Arsenal will be without their top scorer for the North London derby on Saturday. Alexis Sanchez has not recovered from a hamstring problem and will play no part in the game against Tottenham. However, Spurs manager Mauricio Pochettino says Arsenal will cope without their star man.
Alexis is a very good player, but Arsenal have another player like Welbeck or like Giroud or like Walcott, or like Chamberlain, a lot of names, a lot of players. It's true that Alexis is a very good player, but Arsenal have a player for replacing him.
You're listening to the BBC World Service. From the 2013 Champions League final to the bottom of the German Bundesliga. These are tough times for Borussia Dortmund. One of Europe's richest clubs faces the prospect of relegation for the first time since 1972. On Thursday, following another league defeat on Wednesday night, head coach Jurgen Klopp faced questions about his future. He said, though, the side can turn the situation around and he's going nowhere.
Phrases like, I don't want anymore, I give up, are not for me. I don't have thoughts like that. It's not that I'm completely down after just one game, which went as bad as some of those in the first half of the season. I'm realistic, but still convinced of the success of our mission in the second part of the season. So, I don't give up. We have to talk about things that didn't go well. We can't ignore them. One thing is that we should not create a feeling that the world is conspiring against us. We have a part in this. If it was just a question of willpower, it would be easy. We just do not make the right decision at the right time. We just make the wrong decisions. Of course, we can change that. We have to be more gutsy.
Last year, they were branded the worst-prepared Olympics in history. Now, organisers insist that they are making good progress. But what is the true state of play in Rio? There's just 18 months to go until the 2016 Olympics Games begin, but the BBC has learned that there are still major concerns about water pollution in the bay and environmental damage caused by the golf course. But Mario Andrade, the Director of Communications for Rio 2016, says they're working hard to rectify all the issues.
To start this campaign, we need to offer them an option. Nobody throws garbage in the river because they want. They throw garbage in the river because they have no other options. So we are working with the local authorities in order to create several options for people to throw garbage and preserve the bay. I think we're going to see a huge improvement from last year's test event and a mega improvement from 15 to 16. We're not resting calm here about the water. The water is probably one of the things that we are saying that it's going to be ready on time, but not before, because there is a lot to be done still.
Staying in Brazil, and one of the country's biggest sports stars has tested positive for the use of banned substances. Mixed martial artist Anderson Silva, regarded as one of the greatest fighters of all time, failed an out-of-contest drugs test before returning to the sport after a 13-month layoff. Journalist and broadcaster Gareth A. Davis says drugs in MMA is a big issue that needs to be dealt with.
Definitely a sport which is under the spotlight at the moment. He's a phenomenal athlete. And I'm as shocked as the mixed martial arts world to see this, because he has been sublime, one of the most spectacular knockout artists. He's nearly 40. It was his tibia and fibula that he snapped in half 13 months ago. It was a remarkable comeback. So the sport is reeling at the moment, and it really needs to think about how hard it approaches banned steroids being taken by athletes.
Golf, and Tiger Woods has pulled out of another tournament through injury. It's been confirmed by the PGA Tour that the former world number one has withdrawn from the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines during his first round because of back pain. His early departure comes after he shot a career worst 82 in the second round at Phoenix last week. And the remaining assets of the collapsed Caterham team have been put up for sale, apparently ending hopes they could return to Formula One this season. They'll be auctioning off a number of things, including their 2014 Formula One race cars, in auctions in March, April and May.